time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 11. We'll begin reading with the 11th verse today, John chapter 11, verse 11. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I hope that has given you enough time to open your Bibles, because it's always necessary that we can get to the Word of God quickly, that we may spend as much time together in the Word as we can. John chapter 11, verse 11, and we'll begin reading. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. Many of the Jews came to Martha and to Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said to her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in him shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforting her, when they saw Mary, that she had rose up hastily, went out and followed her, saying, She goeth into the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone laid upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone, Martha. The sister of him that died said unto him, Let me read that once again, verse 39. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Then Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinks, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I know that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, And his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, Loose him, let him go. Oh, let's begin with a word of prayer before we study the precious word today. Father, we thank you that we can come together and to read your word and to enjoy it. Now please have us to learn. Every time we search your word, your living word, we know more about you and know more what we should do and how we should be. Even if it's the same verses of scripture that we read once again, it's your living word. So it will apply to our heart for that day, whatever need we may have. Father, I thank you for your precious word that can guide and lead us, and your living word. It's speaking to you, Lord Jesus, directly. It's not just a book, but it's your living word. Thank you, Father. Please help us now to search it, to study it, to enjoy it, to guide us, to lead us in the direction of you, that we may walk close to you. Those who are listening today that have never come by faith to the Lord Jesus, have never trusted in you, please, Lord, that they would come today and seek your way and will. I thank you now for this time together. Please, that you will touch every heart that's listening today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we begin, we find the conversation that the Lord Jesus was having with his disciples, because the messenger had come unto the Lord Jesus notifying him of Lazarus' sickness. However, I believe by the time the messenger had arrived to the Lord Jesus, Lazarus was already dead. But that to the Lord Jesus didn't matter, because to the believer in Jesus Christ, the body goes into the grave and it's just as if they go to sleep, because the soul goes into the very presence of the Lord immediately and is in the presence of God. Isn't that wonderful to know that there'll be no pain nor suffering? We don't have to lay in that grave and watch the body deteriorate. It's not that way at all. Yes, that body will deteriorate, but there won't be any living being there to be a part of it, because immediately we go to be with the Lord. And as we enjoy these verses of Scripture here, the conversation goes back and forth, because when Jesus said that he sleeps, that to them, because Lazarus was so sick, was good. You know, if he's asleep, but then Jesus said, we're going to go and we're going to go awake him. I may, verse 11, that I may awake him out of sleep. Well, the disciples, once again, didn't quite understand. And so as we walk with the Lord Jesus, it's important that we walk each day by faith. Because if we don't quite understand today, tomorrow we will. It'll be opened unto us just a little bit at a time, whatever we can take in, whatever we can understand. Oh, there's some things of the Word that it will have to be in His presence before we completely understand. But all that we need to know, all that we need to have, will be available to us, and we will have, if we'll just walk by faith with Him. And please, each day do that. And as the disciples, they were learning, just as we're learning day by day. Then said His disciples, Lord, if He sleep, He shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest and sleep. Again, Lazarus was very sick, and as far as they knew, he was still just sick, but Jesus was going to come and awaken him, and they couldn't understand that. Why would you do such a thing? Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Even though the message had not gotten to the Lord Jesus that Lazarus was dead, he knew it. You see, God knows everything. The disciples, they thought he was just sick. That's the only report that they had. Jesus knew better. Jesus knew that he was dead. And then he said in verse 15, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. It was desire of his heart that they go. Now look at verse 16 here. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. That's quite a statement, isn't it? Well, look to where they're going. They're going Lazarus of Bethany, and Bethany we find to be just 15 furlongs away from Jerusalem, which is about 2 miles, and many times the Lord Jesus has been persecuted and sought out to kill. And his work, why would anyone desire to see the Lord Jesus dead? Why would they want to kill him, to slay him, to crucify him? Because he is the light and this world is darkness. And so when you come in and you hear the preaching of the word and your heart's convicted, it's because you're living in the darkness and you need to see the light of the Lord Jesus. And when Jesus is preached and proclaimed in his word and your heart is convicted, that's the light and the darkness. That's good and evil. That's God against sin. And so whenever you look unto the Lord Jesus, he is your Savior. He's your Redeemer. He's your Messiah. And so you need to come and trust in him. They sought after him for much time here in John chapter 5, verse 16. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. The Jews were so set upon tradition and their law. And again, it's not the law of Moses that was set out, because they had changed that to their own liking. Many times they had made it more strict than what it really was in the law. They had added to it. We need to be careful that we don't do the same thing in our lives when we're talking about salvation and coming to the Lord Jesus. We need to look to the Word of God, take it for what it says, believe it, and by faith then, faith that God has given us, we can believe, walk after Him by faith and be saved, have our sins forgiven, and then begin that beautiful journey with him from here through eternity. Many sought to slay him back in 516 because of something that they thought he had done in breaking the Sabbath day, which wasn't true at all. That was their tradition. John chapter 8, verse 58 and 59, Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Then took they up stones to cast at him. You see, because they rejected his words. They did not like to hear what Jesus was saying. He was saying, "I am God. I have been from the foundations before the foundations of the world." Now we have also in John chapter 10, verse 30 and 31, "I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. You see, it's been a repetition. It's been always here. And if you'll go all the way to John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." This person, Jesus Christ, his words, they refused, they rejected. If you'll come and stop rejecting the Lord Jesus, you too will find and have life. If we'll go back all the way into the 11th chapter, once again up to the 11th chapter, but back to verse 4, when Jesus heard, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, the Son of God might be glorified thereby." You see, they shouldn't have been a bit concerned about Lazarus dying, because he said it wasn't unto death. He was going to raise him again. Yes, Jesus truly died, but it wasn't going to be as death is to us, a final resting place, as people call it, as the grave is dug and as the coffin is put down into the grave casket and it's covered back up again and you're put in this concrete vault and the dirt's thrown back on it again, and you may have a grave marker, you may not, of where your body's been buried, and that's where that body's going to stay until the resurrection day. Now, as we look to this process, we find that the Lord Jesus is going to teach Martha and Mary something as well as the disciples. Jesus said once again, "I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him." Verse 15, John 11, 15. All right, they're beginning to travel and to go. As we come and we find now Mary and Martha as well. Then let's just continue to read in verse 16, John 11, 16. "Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him." Again, the persecution, moving that close to Jerusalem. There was many reasons why, but Thomas was willing to go. He was willing to face death for the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. That's how strong Thomas was at this time. Now we'll find that this is the same doubting Thomas we talked to a little later. So our faith does kind of go up and down, doesn't it? Depending if we're walking with him and if we're staying with him. So many people want to have the power of God and the presence of God, but they refuse to spend any time feeding upon the Word of God. As they enjoy the fellowship of believers, enjoy the preaching of the Word, the teaching of the Word, enjoy the fellowship of the Word by themselves alone in their own home, as they study the Word of God, they feed upon the Word of God, as you need to feed your body on a daily basis more than once a day. So do you need to feed upon the Word of God that it may feed your heart and your soul, that yes, each day you'll enjoy the power and the presence that'll come because you're feeding. You're feeding upon the Word of God. But we refuse to do that. We find everything to do, and we can get everything done until it comes to coming into the house of God. We just can't quite get there. We have this in the road, or this is keeping us, or we got this trouble at home, and I'm not coming into the house of God. Whatever it is, it's a poor excuse. Because you need the feeding. I need the feeding of His precious Word. It's wonderful as we come together to enjoy the Word of God. Now we do find that Thomas here, he says, you know, at this time, he says, I'm ready to go. If that's where we need to go, I'm going, even if it means death. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. We just said it was about 2 miles away from Jerusalem. Many of the Jews came to Martha and to Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went out to meet him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. We look to the faith and the belief of Martha and Mary. We knew Lazarus was a very dear friend, as Martha and Mary are unto the Lord Jesus. The love that he had for the three as they believed and served him. But we look to this Lazarus, that he was sick. You know, many people, these faith healers today, they believe that sickness is a lack of faith. That's not proclaimed in the Word of God at all. We have this man Lazarus here, which was a very dear friend. He had a lack of faith, so he got sick and eventually died. No, that's a result of sin. Sin has come in. We're born into sin. We're sinners. Yes, we have been blood bought by the Lord Jesus Christ, and all of our sin has been taken away as far as God's eyes are concerned, but we still live in this old body, and this old body is decaying and deteriorating. It's got nothing to do with having enough faith or not having enough faith. And many times, that sickness, those things God can use that brings glory unto Him. God will use it to bring glory to Him, not to the man, but unto God Himself. And sometimes that is a form of healing. Sometimes God will come and touch the one that is sick as he's going to touch Lazarus and raise him from the dead. But many times we find that God will use that sickness, that disease, that cancer, whatever it might be, he will use that to strengthen and to carry you through, that people through you, and while you're having this disease, that they will see the glory of God in you, and God will be glorified. And so, just because God has chosen not to heal you, or just because you have gotten this disease, or this cancer, or whatever, it doesn't mean that there's a lack of faith there. Spend time with the Lord. Enjoy that fellowship. He will give you the strength to go through it, and bring glory unto God. Now please, that you look that direction. Always be understanding that that's what the Word of God tells us and teaches us. It's not a lack of faith on Lazarus, Mary, or Martha's part. It's that God be glorified through this. Sometimes we have a misunderstanding because we have some selfish needs there. We know that in the when one dies, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now, let's listen to see, as we have read that verse of Scripture, let's come back to verse 17 now. Then, John 11:17. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had laid him in the, he had been in the grave 4 days already. Bethany was nigh Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs, 2 miles. Many of the Jews came to Martha and to Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Their brother was dead, their brother was buried. He'd been buried 4 days. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now she believed that the presence of the Lord Jesus could have healed that sickness. Whatever problem that Lazarus had, she believed that it could have been taken care of if Jesus would have just been there. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Okay, that's a very strong statement there that Martha is making, isn't it? And Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. You know, she knew that Lazarus would stand up, would come up out of that grave. That's going to be a glorious day. And that glorious day for every believer will be on the day of the rapture, the day that the Lord Jesus comes part of the way down from his home, from heaven, and meets us, and the graves will open. We will immediately receive our glorified bodies, and we'll meet him in the air. It's wonderful. And again, 2 Corinthians 5:6-8, therefore we are confident, always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And see, that's Paul speaking in 2 Corinthians, because the Lord Jesus is not walking up here, up on the earth at this time. He had already went to the grave, died and went died upon the cross, went into that grave, laid in that grave for 3 days, rose again, was seen 40 days here upon earth, and then went home to be with his Father in heaven. And he said, when I go, I will send a comforter. That's a wonderful promise that was given. And so to be absent from the body, as Lazarus is, he is present, he is going to the place of paradise, Abraham's bosom, as the Scripture would say, because you see, the Lord Jesus has not finished his work. When he goes to the cross of Calvary, he will finish that work. So Lazarus was in a place of no pain, no suffering, a place of joy. What a place to be. What a picture to paint, to see, to be to that place. And that's exactly where Lazarus was. And Martha and Mary here, and again, anyone that dies today in the Lord Jesus, and you've come by faith to Jesus Christ and been saved, you will immediately, your soul will immediately go into the presence of the Lord, and your body goes into the grave. There will be a resurrection. Martha believed in the resurrection. Do you believe in the resurrection? There will be two resurrections. There's a resurrection of the saved, and there's a resurrection of the lost. The resurrection of the saved will take place at the rapture of the church. And 1,007 years later will be the resurrection of the dead, those that are lost, that have not come to Jesus. The saved is at the rapture, and at the rapture of the church is taking every believer off this earth, whether be dead or alive. Scripture is very clear. Graves will be open, and we that are alive and remain will meet the Lord in the air. So you see, that's going to take place at the rapture of the church. And then at that time, and that time I believe is near. I believe it's soon. They've said that for many years. That doesn't mean that it's not going to come because he's tarried so long. There will be a day. And the only reason he's tarried so long is because he is so patient waiting for you to be saved, that you will not miss that rapture and have to go into that tribulation period, that 7 years of tribulation. When we finish that tribulation period, you'll find the final battle, the Battle of Armageddon. At that time, the Lord Jesus Christ with his great army will come down and defeat the enemy and set his kingdom here for 1,000 years. The close of that 1,000 years will be, then there'll be the judgment of the lost. Then their graves will be opened up. So you see, the two resurrections of those of the bodily resurrections are 1,007 years apart. That's very clear in the Word of God as we're taught those things. It's wonderful. Martha, she knew of the resurrection. Do you believe in the resurrection? She did. She knew it to be true. She didn't realize what God was going to do right here, what the Lord Jesus was going to do here, but she believed in the resurrection. Thy brother shall rise again, verse 23 says. She believed that. She trusted in that. You know, death, it separates us from our families. Death divides. But it does not and never divides us from the Lord Jesus Christ. We are eternally and forever with him. Such a joy to walk with the Lord Jesus, to be with the Lord Jesus. And that's what we have with Jesus Christ when we trust in him today. He'll never leave us. Oh, the old body, the old decayed body will go into that grave. But our soul goes immediately into the presence of God. Martha didn't question that Lazarus wasn't going to be raised again. She knew that Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham, in the place of paradise. Oh yes, they missed him. Death separates once again. But let me tell you that Jesus is forever. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Oh, there's many people today do not believe in the resurrection. They do not believe that there'll be a time that we'll have a bodily resurrection and we'll be eternally with the Lord or be eternally separated. And that's what happens. That time is ended. There is no decision to be made after this time of death. Again, death is a divider. And from that time on, from when you breathe that last breath, there is no chance, if you haven't taken care of it here and now, to get to heaven. Because now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. So will you please come by him? Verse 25 tells us so clearly. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now, Lazarus laying in the grave. Yes, he died physically, but he never died spiritually. That body just sleeps, awaiting that day that it will stand again, and soul and body will be reunited. What a glorious day that'll be. How long has it been since you've heard about the resurrection day? How long has it been since you've heard about the rapture of the church? And the church is not your membership in whatever church you attend. Your being a part of the church is you being a member of the body of Christ. And you become a member of the body of Christ, not through church membership, not through baptism, not through communion. You become a member of the body of Christ by you coming by faith and asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to save you. It's a personal relationship with Jesus, a personal relationship. And anyone that binds you down with the works that's involved is lying to you, because today is the day of salvation, and salvation is a free gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. Will you please listen to that calling? I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We're dead in our trespasses and sin right now. When that body goes into the grave, nothing changes. We just continue to deteriorate. Nothing changes. But there is life. But that life is in Jesus Christ and him alone. My dear friend, as we have enjoyed this time together, and we'll continue there at verse 25 next time, please, that you come by faith to Jesus Christ. What are you going to do about Jesus?